Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, beautiful people. How you be? What a beautiful day today is, right? Compared to what happened this weekend, it's amazing how such a thing could happen, yet still, life continues. And sometimes I stop and I wonder, what was the value of something like this happening? And the answer I get is signed up for a mission. They signed up because they were tired of the way things are, and they decided that they were going to make a difference. That difference being stop judgment, bring people closer together, raise consciousness, whatever that might be. It's for you to go inside of you and reflect what was the value of that which happened to you personally. If you can go further, and what is the value of what happened to the overall community? So, how are things going to change now? I sure hope there is some change and that this sacrifice was not in vain. But let's continue because we are here. We are in a path here. And oftentimes people ask me, you are good with money, but I don't want money because that takes me away from my path. It distracts me. Well, that might be so. But at the same time, you are being selfish in not wanting to create more money. Because think about your circle of influence, your financial circle of influence. You have you, perhaps the family, and you need to sustain the family. As you sustain the family, you support the grocer, the grocery store. You support the gas station people who work at the gas station. And I'm not just saying the owner, I'm talking about the cashier, everybody there, right? You support the dry cleaners. You support perhaps the lawn mowerman comes and cuts your lawn. You support all the services that you buy, all the products that you buy. There are people who are employed because you buy those services, because you buy those products. So your circle, your financial circle of influence, is big. And if you were to make more money, and if you were to be more, you will be spending way more. And imagine how much more you could influence that circle, financial circle that you have, right? So if you look at it that way, it's not about accumulation. Because when we talk about accumulation, we're talking about people think about hoarding. Grabbing, and not letting go. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about allowing the flow of the universe. That which the universe wants to gift us with. Allowing it to come to us, to receive it. And then allow it to flow out as well. The way it flows out is that when you go and you purchase, you are allowing others to also be prosperous by you contributing to, by spending and purchasing those goods. So it's not, so to me, if you don't want to make money, you are being selfish. Whereas other people look at me and say, you wanting more money, that's selfish. No, to me, not allowing the money to come to you and spend it in something that makes you feel good. A different point of view creates a different reality. Now you have if you look at it that by you receiving money, you will expand your financial circle of influence. Now, does that give you the permission to allow for more money to come in into your life? I hope so. Allow more money to come into your life. Allow the flow of abundance to come into your life. And let's go ahead and remove those blocks that we have. Because if we allow more money, if we allow more abundance to come into our lives, then that means you are not following your path. That is the myth. That is something that we've been told to believe. That is something that we were told, we were sold, and we bought it. Black second barrel, we bought that. We didn't even ask why. We didn't even ask what's the value of being in lack. We just took it as, okay, we took it as gospel. Yes, we'll do it. Yes, sir. We will pay attention. Yes, sir. We will listen. Yes, sir. We will. No, that's not that. Stop. Think. Which one feels lighter? Which one feels more true to you? To me, it feels, if I have more money, if I allow more money to come into my life, I can give a $100 tip for it. For a $10 service, how would that change your reality of whoever is serving you? A lot of people right now, some people are struggling. But if you were to do something like that, I like to do things anonymously, where you just go ahead and do it, and then you just watch from afar their reaction. And I like to, when I do, when I do things like that, it changes people's realities. If they were feeling bad, or if they were feeling that they're not worth it, you've given them something that makes them feel worth it. It just propels them to a new level. And that is so joyful to watch, and so joyful to watch them grow and flower from that point. So you not allowing abundance to flow through you is selfish. So it's time to stop being selfish and allow the universe to give you that. You know how when the lottery is really, really big, when the lotteries get really, really big, the chances, of course, are lower for people to win it. But at the same time, not many people want to win that much money. Do you know that? Not many people can receive that. You have to be vibrating at that level. You have to be vibrating at a level that you are willing to receive. That's why you're able to, that's why your influence, your friends, your 10 best friends make up, your salary makes up the average salary of your 10 best friends. How's that? Because you are vibrating at the same level that they are, and that's why it's comfortable for you to get along with them. Once you shift from that vibration, oftentimes you are no longer part of that group, and you feel ostracized, meaning you feel like you no longer belong. And also, they don't want you to be around there. Have you noticed that? Because you are no longer just talking about problems. You might be talking about something else. You might be talking about expansion of knowledge, expansion of business, expansion of consciousness, whatever. But you're no longer just talking about the same old thing that you used to talk before. And that makes them uncomfortable. So you change friends. When you change friends, now you make more money. You make the average of your current 10 friends, because now you're vibrating at the new vibration. Everything is about energy, and everything is about vibration. And for today, we are going to continue from the abundance that we have done last week. How did that go for you, by the way? Let me tell you a story. Abundance. What is the definition? What is your definition of abundance? Did you come up with one? one that fits you. So the abundance, according to the way I see it by the universe, is having everything that you need at the present moment. Not about yesterday, not about tomorrow. It's about now. Okay? Let me tell you a story of what happened to me. As you know, as you heard a couple minutes ago, I have a mastiff, a female mastiff dog, and I also have a golden lab. So I take him out for the necessities. We go out for walks. And one time, I took my mastiff out, and she was out of schedule. She had done everything she needed to do earlier, and she was not supposed to do anything else. But this time, instead of just, you know, doing her normal stuff, she decided she wanted to do number two again. And, of course, I had not taken a doggy bag with me. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to go back home, and I have to come back, and I have to pick it up, and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, I wish there was some plastic bag around here. I look around, and almost next to me, there was a roll of doggy bags. And I was like, where did that come from? Just a roll laying that there next to me. And it's not like it was not visible because it was bright yellow against a sidewalk with cement. And I was like, whoa, how does it get any better than this? So the universe provides when you're open to receiving. Don't ask how, just be open to receiving. And then I have received other emails as well of people just receiving hugs and receiving smiles from people just for nothing. And see, it's about being open. If you're open to receiving hugs, if you're open to receiving smiles from strangers, you are opening yourself up to receiving. And we have been taught that it's better to give than to receive. Remember? Oh, it's better to give than to receive. Oh, it's better to give than to receive. Especially, you hear this, especially during the holiday season. Oh, it's better to give than to receive. And we have bought that myth as well. We have bought that it's better to give than to receive. No, it's got to be in balance. It's just as good to give as it is to receive. And get back into that new way of thinking. To give as it is to receive. It's not better to give than to receive. No. It's just as good to give as to receive. That is your new motto. Allow yourself to receive, and you are going to allow the flow that the universe wants to give you. Okay? So, I could go on and on as to the good things that happened, that started happening to people. But let's continue with the activations, with the processes for this week. This is going to be a continue from last week. And what we're going to do this time is for the next 7 days, twice a day, you're going to do the, if it's your wish, whether you do the room clearance before you do the processes, that is your choice, okay? But definitely please do the abundance process and then the blocks and the more blocks process as well. And, of course, you have what your intent is, the seven things that you want your intent to be. You have that now. And before I start telling me that the battery is low on this thing, so I'm going to have to change headpieces, and then just a minute, let me get to it. So, okay, so what we're going to do now is we are going to do this week's process, okay? We're going to do the whole shebang, so you guys, you can go back to listen. If you only want abundance, you can go back to listen to last week. Or if you want to listen to this, I'm going to do the room clearance, abundance, and the blocks and removal of blocks. And the way to do it is listen to this in the morning and in the afternoon, so that we are able to, so that we can go ahead and do this and have better success. We are right in the cocktails of the tribe energy, so that we can go ahead and, because when more people that join into the doing this process, the better it is, the more contact, it's kind of like a snow effect of energy, that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So let's go ahead and start. Okay, take a deep breath. And exhale. There you go. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Okay. We connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. We accept the blessings for all of creation, our rooms of all negative energy. We allow all awareness to expand so that it completely fills our room. Accessing the Creator's discernment, we are able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from our room and ourselves. We feel the changes that confirm the clearing, and we are filled with gratitude. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Good job. Okay. Good job. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to go with the removing blocks process, which will then be followed by the abundance process again. Okay? So, and this time I'm going to do it from the eye point of view, so that when you listen to this morning and evening, you don't have to worry about the week. Okay? Take a deep breath. And exhale. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention with this process is to allow healing and transformation into my life. I go into the past. My soul knows exactly when. To before the first time that an event or a decision by another person caused me to give up the freedom to make my own decisions. From that time and place, I'm making a choice. I will follow the amazing path of my spiritual purpose. By changing my past, I change the potential of my life now. My choice for freedom of decision-making, now active in my life, allows me to receive healing and transformation, allows me to accept different pathways that help my journey through life, allows me to reach my full potential and complete my life contract. I am blessed and filled with gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. And exhale. Now I'm going to do the abundance process. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention is to allow abundance to continually flow into my life. I go back in time before any event which trigger any sense of lack or poverty in my life. And from that place in time, I make a new choice. I follow the amazing path of my spiritual purpose. The other events and participants go their own way. Our path, our lives do not cross. This decision opened my heart and mind to the opportunities for abundance and the reasons for gratitude that exist in my life. Every day I am blessed. My life flows like a river of blessings. Positive new ideas come to me. The right people appear at the right time. This is the Creator's standard for me. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Now, just ground the energy within the earth. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide, deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth. And allow that energy flow to come up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Keep pulling energy. And allow the energies to be smooth and even. The energy flow to be smooth and even. There you go. Now, keep breathing. There you go. Keep breathing. Feel what's going on in your body. And just be grateful to your body. Always be grateful to your body. And don't forget to also be grateful for everything that you have on your altar. Everything that you intend to create. Every time you go by your altar, just be grateful. Just send gratitude for having it already. And for anything that doesn't allow it to show up now, intend the block process, to remove whatever obstacle you've put in its place. There you go. There you go. Good job. So when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Remember, this is a 7-day process, twice a day, morning and afternoon, or morning and evening. And all you have to do is just listen. But as you do listen, be present with your body and see where you might find blocks. Where you might be finding blocks in your body as you do the body process, and just intend that block, see it being smashed, and allow the flow to happen. Or as you close your eyes, if you see a wall or something, just see it being smashed, and you're going over the wall, through the wall, or under the wall, or walk a little bit and go by, you know, a step around the wall, whichever way. It's a psychological thing. I feel that my voice has changed a bit. My voice is a little bit huskier. So, interesting. Might have some block in my throat chakra, for all I know. So, but please, whatever you do, know that you have, the tribe has your back, and they're here to support you energetically. Everybody is in the same. We're all one. And let's go ahead and benefit from each other's energy and see what we can create. Remember to not make all the money that you can possibly make more, being selfish. Think about your financial circle of influence that you have. You don't just make money for you, but you also make for those that you buy services and products from. Remember that. So allow yourself. Allow yourself to make money. Allow yourself to enjoy the money you make. Because as you enjoy the money that you make, you are helping others. That's a different perspective, isn't it? Now you have permission to make more money than you ever thought possible. Now, remember what your abundance definition is. What does abundance mean to you? To the universe, it means providing enough of what you need when you need it. If you're looking for more, if you're looking for riches, for wealth, that is something else. But if you have enough with what you currently have, enough that you're good, you have already met your target of abundance. So continue to do this block. Continue to for the next 7 days, and let's see what else is possible. I'm thinking of something of increasing our wealth and riches for the week after. So let's go ahead and remove whatever blocks we have, mental, physical, emotional blocks that we might have to making money, to creating money. And then we're going to get into riches and we're going to get into wealth, because there's a difference between riches and wealth. So, and let's see how we can change this reality. My friends, it's been my honor and my pleasure to be here with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next week, bye-bye.